The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to this hour of Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots and lots of things happening in the sports world, by the way. If you're a Big Ten fan, well, the season may be over for all the Big Ten schools. Ohio State goes down, Michigan State goes down, Michigan gets absolutely hammered. So a very, very difficult day in the Big Ten if you are a Big Ten fan. We don't talk about it much, but in tennis, both Novak Djokovic and Roger Federer go down. So neither one of those guys will be in the final. Nishikori and Marion Cilic will be playing for it all. Serena and Carolyn Wozniacki on the other side. A lot of NFL to talk about. So much going on. My Green Bay Packers go down on Thursday. In Seattle, I'm not very surprised, to be honest with you, but so much to talk about. Got to welcome in Jeff Rich real quickly before we get to the pause for the cause. Jeff, good morning, man. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Andy? I hope you're enjoying your Sunday morning.
Yeah, can't complain. You know, it's going to be another one of those beautiful days here in the Valley of the Sun, hopefully, and we're lucky enough to be talking sports. So keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, on the other side. Mary Nemes from Ticks for Cause will be joining us. So keep it close. We're just getting warmed up. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
You owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Looking for a new way to play fantasy sports? Join ScoreStreak today. It's the easier, better fantasy site with no salary cap. Just pick three players in each of the three selected categories. The higher your goal is for the players, the more points you can win. Compete against your friends and others for real cash. This is totally legal and is based in the United States. Just register at ScoreStreak.com. Draft any athletes for your categories and go for a perfect score. No salary caps, no headaches, no problem. Go to ScoreStreak.com to learn more and win big.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich hanging out as always. By the way, you can always hook up with us on Twitter at Dorf on Sports or at JRich Radio. Give us a phone call, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Tons to talk about in the sports world. And we're now going to welcome in Mary Nemitz from TicksForCause.com. A diehard sports fan, to be honest with you, always shoots me an email before every week that we speak to her, and usually has something in it about sports. And this week she was giving me a little bit of a hard time about the Green Bay Packers, but at the same time I do know that she does feel my pain because she's a Chicago Cub fan. But Mary, good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning, Andy. I'm doing great. Thanks very much.
I had to give you a little bit of a shot there too. So,
well deserved. I admit that. Well deserved.
Hey, did you happen to go to the Notre Dame game this week again, or no?
No, I didn't. I didn't physically go there, but let's just say that we were there spiritually, and we were there just cheering them on here, watching them on TV. For us, it was being big Irish fans. For us, it was a great time.
Go ahead, Jeff.
As someone from Ohio, I particularly enjoyed watching Michigan get shut out for the first time in about 30 years. So that was the one saving grace that I had from an awful Big Ten Saturday.
Yeah, it was a tough weekend for Big Ten.
Absolutely. Ohio State goes down. Michigan State goes down. Michigan goes down. Northwestern goes down. So, yeah, very, very difficult day for the Big Ten, and probably, in my humble estimation, probably takes these guys out of the national title race, the playoffs. So, again, anything can happen. We'll see, but there's four or five or six other teams now in front of those guys that are probably not going to lose a game, and if they do, they may have tougher schedules and whatnot, so we'll see how all that shakes out. But realistically, I do think it's going to be very difficult now for the Big Ten. Mary, each and every week we do talk to you about TicksForCause.com. That's T-I-X, the number 4, cause.com. And you always tell us about your mission and what you guys are trying to accomplish.
We sure do, and we appreciate the opportunity you give us to do this, Andy, to spread the word. Ticks for Cause mission is literally to make every ticket purchase matter for a cause. We're the ticket website with a heart. You can find all of the tickets you're looking for on our site, and every single purchase that you make on our site benefits a cause. And it's the cause that you choose. Our goal is to spread that word that where you buy your tickets, it really does matter. And right now we have well over 850 charity members on our site. So we like to get the word out. We'd like people to know about it, and we like to be able to help make a difference.
Well, and you guys are definitely making a difference. Each and every week I get an education about a different charity, and this week is going to be no different. And I actually find it it's hard to believe how many years have passed since the 911 attacks, and as you let me know, and when I think about it, it's been 13 years now, the anniversary of those awful terrorist attacks on the United States of America. Talk to us a little bit about that, and then also Voices of September.
I'm very, very humbled to do that, especially, obviously, this week with this being the anniversary. I think all of us who have a memory remember exactly where we were, how we felt, what that was like. And, you know, every anniversary, it just brings it up again. And to be able to feature this particular charity member that we have, and they're called, you know, in the Voices of September 11th, what they do and how they developed, it's an amazing story. I mean, here are two moms, excuse me, there are two women. One was a mother who lost her son, and the other was a woman who lost her husband in the attacks in New York. They were Connecticut families coming together with other Connecticut families. And out of that horrible grief and pain, they resolved to make a difference. And they resolved to make a difference starting off with the 9/11 group and those who were suffering the after effects from that. And they realized from the success that they were doing in helping those people that they could take these learnings and this awareness and this advocacy and bring it to other communities that are suffering, that suffer from terrible tragedies and traumatic events. So it's an amazing organization.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting because, like you said, everybody remembers exactly where they were, what they were doing on that day. And I know I will never forget it. Jeff would never forget it. Obviously, Mary, you'll never forget it. Nobody will ever forget that. Just an awful, horrific day in our history, but something that hopefully has only made us stronger, to be honest with you. So, Jeff, go ahead, man. Fire away.
You know, Mary, I really appreciate you bringing this cause to light because, you know, even for us with no real connection to New York City other than, you know, obviously, you know, patriotism, you know, it was tough for just, you know, Joe Q Public to deal with the situation of 9/11. So, you know, Voices is, you know, really good support cause to help those families out. And, you know, it's good that, you know, it's good that there's somebody there to listen. So could you tell our listeners how they can specifically help out Voices of September 11th with a ticket purchase?
Absolutely, Jeff. It'd be for them to be able to, if anybody's out there and looking to be able to go and buy tickets to any kind of an event, whatever it is, whether it's sports, whether it's a concert, you name it, I really encourage them this week of all weeks, come to ticketsforcause.com. Find the tickets you're looking for. They're there. We have 7.5 to 10 million tickets available on our site every day. And select Voices of September 11th to benefit from that purchase. It costs you no additional money. We share what we make with that ticket with Voices of 11, and they're then able to use that money to further their mission, not only for the families of September 11th, but again, going out now to all of those other communities. And unfortunately, you know, we all know you can start rattling off the different communities out there that have suffered really, really traumatic instances. And they go there and they help those families and they help those communities as well. So we really encourage people to do that on ticksforcause.com.
You know, I also think it's pretty interesting, Mary, is that anybody anywhere can be using this site. I mean, it's not just Arizona. It's not Alabama. It's Alaska. It's everywhere throughout the United States that if you are looking to purchase tickets in your hometown to go to a football game, perhaps as it is now NFL season time, they've got you covered in every single state. So no need for anybody to think that they can't get a ticket that they want on ticksforcause.com. Is that right, Mary?
Absolutely. And in fact, even we have international tickets. It's funny, we had someone who was doing some international travel going to London, able to find tickets on the site for a particular concert and to be able to benefit their cause. So between, like I said, 7.5 to 10 million tickets on the site, if tickets are being sold for that event, we've got them. And for us to be able to enable that purchaser to be able to make that difference for the charity that they choose, it's so rewarding for us, so beneficial to our charity members. And realistically, the purchasers that come to us and you know, give us the feedback coming back, they're thrilled to be able to know that their purchase did matter, that where they bought that ticket really did make a difference. We're the only, and it's the only place out there. That's what we're so proud about.
Absolutely. Mary, before we let you rock and roll today, I got to get a prediction from you today. Bills and Bears, who do you like and why?
Okay, well, I got to go with my Bears for a whole host of different reasons, let alone the fact that it's a home game and let alone that they're going against the Bills. I'm saying it's going to be, I'll take 24-10
Bears. All right. That you know what? That's pretty, I bet you that's going to be really, really close. Mary, as always, really appreciate you taking time out. Can't wait to talk to you next week.
You guys, thanks so much for all your help. You guys have a wonderful week as well.
Thank you very much. Mary Nemes from ticksforcause.com joining us as she does each and every week. Truly the website with a heart. Keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, we'll be right back breaking it down. We're going to get into some NFL football, so keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots and lots of things happening in the sports world. Just finished with Mary Nemes from ticksforcause.com. That's TIX4, the number 4, cause.com. Absolutely your spot to go to if you are looking for a ticket to pretty much anything, anywhere. They totally have you covered. and you get to donate to a charity of your choice. I don't think it gets any better than that. Jeff, let's get into this a little bit. You know, I want to start. We'll start talking some college football since that happened yesterday. And a lot of those Big Ten teams, Michigan State, Ohio State, Michigan, Northwestern, they all go down. Your thoughts about the chances that they would have to play for a national title now, to me, I think they're pretty much all but history. Your thoughts?
Are we talking about the Big Ten?
Yes.
Yeah, their history. Who's the best team in the Big Ten? I think that maybe you put a little, take a little bit of weight off of Michigan State's loss at Autzen Stadium. You know, it's tough to go into Eugene. You know, Oregon's the number three team in the country for a reason, but I thought that Ohio State looked out-coached and outmanned against Virginia Tech playing at home under the lights. Got to be a disappointing night, if not already a disappointing season for the Buckeyes. Michigan, I never really thought much of Michigan to begin with. I don't think Notre Dame is 31 points better than any good team in the country. So you dismiss them. You know, Wisconsin bounces back against an FCS team, but I thought they showed pretty well against LSU. I mean, you know, you look at it, you got to say that probably Michigan State and Wisconsin are the best two teams in that conference right now, based on what we saw from Ohio State and Michigan on Saturday. Anything's possible. You know, the world can collapse. There's going to be competition in the SEC. There's going to be a little bit of competition in the ACC, but I don't think that anybody expects Florida State to lose at any point. So I think there's just too many good teams out there. I think that Oregon, if they can keep up, Stanford certainly beatable. You know, USC is one of those teams that, you know, it looks like they're back with under Sark, but they look like they were going to collapse at times as well. So I think that I would dismiss any thought of the Big Ten reaching a playoff unless we see complete and utter chaos in October and November with the rest of the Power Five conferences.
Yeah, and speaking of that, how big of a win was that, do you think, for USC? Able to win at Stanford, 13-10, probably not the type of game that people necessarily would have thought of when you're talking about Pac-12 teams. You usually think about a lot of scoring, a lot of points like Oregon is able to put up. And how big of a win do you think that was?
Oh, I think it was massive for them to go up to Palo Alto and pull that one out. You know, obviously they had a little bit of controversy with Pat Hayden coming down on the field, but I think that's huge. You know, you look at the Pac-12, I was excited about UCLA. I think that I've tapered my expectations on them. Arizona State hasn't played anyone. So, what we have is, we have a great team in Oregon, and we probably have, I would say that the winner of Saturday's USC Stanford game is probably the best team in the South, and is probably the second best team in the conference. And, I think that it sets up for a USC-Oregon conference championship. Obviously, it's week two, and we haven't seen many conference games. But, based on the small sample size we have to go on, that's an extremely big win for Steve Sarkisian and the Trojans to go on the road and get that victory.
I agree 100%. And, yeah, looking forward, that does make sense. But hopefully A-State can come in there and be somewhat of a party crasher and make some noise. But, you know, you talked a little bit about Oregon and Michigan State a little bit before about how you don't feel that that's necessarily a terrible loss. And I tend to agree with you. However, Michigan State was in complete control of that football game. A couple of mistakes happened, and then all of a sudden the game got out of hand for them. So as well as they were playing for – let's say at least a half and maybe a little bit more, all of a sudden when the wheels fell off, they really fell off and they looked pretty bad.
Well, you know, I think that it's the, we're witnessing the extinction of 3 yards in a cloud of dust football. You know, let's say you can beat Stanford doing that, but, Oregon can score almost at will, and they can do it so quickly. And when you fall behind and you can't just go to Jeremy Langford, and you got to put the game in the hands of Connor Cook. And not that he played poorly, I just think I don't think that Michigan State lost that game or let it get away from them as much as Oregon just enforced their will on the Spartans. And they just spread out the field. And Marcus Mariota, you know, has shown us for 3 years now what, you know, what quality he brings to not only the Oregon Ducks but the landscape of college football. It's exciting to watch. I think that you know, despite their, you know, nasty yellow uniforms, I thought that the Oregon Ducks looked like one of the best teams in the country. You know, if you don't do the rankings in August before the season starts, I think you look at the season. I think that you probably put Oregon, you know, you might put Oregon at number one if you can forget what Florida State's done in the past, because they've got the best resume so far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and look, here's the cool thing about Oregon as well is, you know what, they're playing a team like Michigan State, who is another top 10 team before this weekend, you know, so they're not taking on the little sisters of the poor. They're actually going out and playing a very competitive football team in Michigan State. So I give them credit for that, to be honest with you, whereas, you know, some of these other teams go out and play teams that you know that they're going to go out and hammer. So respect for that. Hey, you spoke a little bit about scoring. Baylor continuing to put up a lot of points. A&M continuing to put up a lot of points without Johnny Manziel. Do these teams have a shot in the dark to represent for a national title? And as well as those guys, UCLA and maybe even LSU. What are your thoughts on those teams?
Well, who are they putting 70 points up against, I guess, is the number one question. I think that we watched a Baylor team that we thought was fairly unbeatable because they could score 70 points a game in 2013. And then when they played Oklahoma State and the offense couldn't get going, they lost. And, you know, they go to the Fiesta Bowl, they play Central Florida. And, you know, all it takes is a few stops on these teams. And if they don't play, you know, if they don't play defense and they can't, you know, they score too quickly or they can't get their defense off the field on third down, these teams suffer. So, you know, Clemson, Baylor, you know, whoever else scored 70 points, you know, Texas A&M, I'd like to see them against potent offenses and see how, you know, how the balance works when, you know, they're not getting three and outs against the Little Sisters of the Poor.
Yeah, I hear you there. Oklahoma, is this a rebound year for them?
I think it's just a continuation of what we saw from them at the end of the year with the victories over Oklahoma State to close out their season in the Big 12, and then you know, obviously their romping of Alabama in the Sugar Bowl. I think that I think they're as good as advertised, and you know, perhaps a little undersold early in this 2014 season.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I mean, I think, you know, Oklahoma will be able to put up points very well, obviously, week in and week out. Defensively, probably pretty solid as well. I mean, look, at the end of the day, I think we got ourselves a very competitive football season in college football. And like you said, it's early, so let's not get caught speeding at this point right now. But things are shaping up, and you would think that the Florida States, the Alabamas, the Oklahomas, I haven't mentioned Georgia or Auburn. What do you think of those two squads?
I think that they look. I think that they look very good. I think that that could be your SEC championship there, and that's not a slight on the rest of the conference. I think that LSU has the biggest win right now, but I think that there's probably four or five teams in the SEC that I wouldn't rule out of the college football playoff at this point. You know, I mean, they're a little, you know, they're a lot overhyped by the networks and by the mainstream, but you know, they're right there with the Pac-12. I mean, as one of the best conferences, and they, you know, over the years, obviously they've given us seven of the last eight national champions. So, you know, it's interesting because, you know, Auburn's, You know, Auburn was a team that was right there. I mean, you know, until 18 seconds were left, in Pasadena last January,
yeah,
you know, they could have been the national champion. So, hard to disrespect Auburn at this point, but I think that we've seen Georgia. You know, I thought we saw Georgia play a really good football game against Clemson, especially a Clemson team that came back the next week. And you know, they didn't do it against any considerable competition, but they scored 70 points next week after Georgia stymied them. So I think that the Georgia Bulldogs are a team not to be forgotten. I also think that Florida's got a shot. You know, they were hammered by injuries a year ago, and they've looked good. They've got Jeff Driscoll back, who I still think might be the best quarterback in the SEC. And of course, you got Kenny Trill in College Station, showing maybe that it's more Kevin Sumlin than it ever was Johnny Manziel.
That's a good point. Yeah, because you know what. a system is a system, and if you can just throw anybody in there and they're still putting up the points that they are, then maybe it does take a little bit away from Johnny Manziel, and it's more about the system than anything. I agree with that 100%. Not that it's a big deal. Neither one of us really care about this, I'm sure, but Michigan and Notre Dame played their 42nd and final game against each other as far as the scheduling goes. So your thoughts about that?
Big statement from the Irish. They've got the they're going to be exposed if they're not that good. So they've got one of those schedules that we can watch, and we can evaluate Notre Dame based on wins and losses.
All righty, very good stuff, Jeff. We're going to take a quick pause for the cause, and then we're going to hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. So keep it close. We're going to talk some baseball with him as the races are definitely heating up there. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back in just a few.
Not all waters are created equal. Alchemy Water has been specially treated with a patented system to create a premium alkaline water that tastes great and offers more benefits than natural water. Alchemy is ionized and microclustered for antioxidant protection while neutralizing free radicals. Plus, it's fluoride-free and eco-friendly. All of these things add up to the ultimate health and wellness premium water. Available at select retailers and online through Amazon at alchemywater.com. That's A-L-K-A-M-E-water.com.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Nick Bonsetto here, inviting you to join me on the Nick Bonsetto Show, weekdays 3 to 6 Pacific, 6 to 9 Eastern, right here on Sports Byline. We'll talk about sports and, well, anything that's even closely related to sports. We'll do it all live from Las Vegas each and every day. We invite you in. Hope you will join us. We're the show that's bigger, bolder, and better. It's the Nick Bonsetto Show, weekdays 3 to 6 Pacific, 6 to 9 Eastern, on the Sports Byline USA Network.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, hanging out with Jeff Rich as I do each and every week, and we are now going to hook up with John Poulter, our professor of sports. John, good morning. How are you, man?
Morning, Andy. Good morning, Jeff. Doing very well, thanks. How about the two of you today?
I'm not really complaining, other than the fact that the Badgers lost last week to LSU. The Packers got destroyed in Seattle, and my Milwaukee Brewers are absolutely falling apart on me. 1-9 in their last 10 games. Just tough to be a Milwaukee sports fan right now, to be honest with you, John.
Yeah, it's the house is kind of caving in, I think, in Milwaukee right at the moment. I've managed to pick up a couple of those Cardinal Brewer games this weekend, and I just do not understand how the Brewers have gone downhill so quickly. I've always thought that the Cardinals would get back into this race. We've talked about that a number of times, and you know, they've got Walker back now, they've got Molina back now, and that's better than any two trade deadline deals that any team could make. And there's a couple of head-to-head games still to come. I think there's one in Milwaukee, three in St. Louis. And, you know, they're just playing really well right now, and the Cardinals have got the advantage in terms of the number of home games. So I think your Brewers need to go on a bit of a streak, my friend. I just think they're going in the wrong direction at the wrong time of year.
Absolutely. You know, it's one of those things where at a certain point I throw the fork in people, and I'm not quite there yet, but I'm getting awfully close to wanting to fork the Milwaukee Brewers. And we've said it time in and time out, time in and time again, that the St. Louis Cardinals are built for the postseason, and we're seeing it once again as they are starting their second half season push, and they're playing phenomenal baseball at this point. Pittsburgh has been putting up a decent fight. The Brewers have just been fading. So, you know, it's somewhat upsetting. It's somewhat disappointing. But I think at the end of the day, we all thought that St. Louis was probably the cream of the crop in this division, and they're just starting to play a little bit better at the right time.
Yeah, I've always thought St. Louis was the better of the three teams, notwithstanding the great start that the Brewers had. And you look at the standings this morning, and you know, don't want to dwell on it too much, but the Brewers are only a half a game ahead of the Pirates. And if the Cardinals win today and take another game, and Wainwright's throwing today, so there's a pretty good chance that St. Louis can take that game in Milwaukee today. The Brewers have to go to Pittsburgh for three games, the 19th, the 20th, and the 21st of September. And if it stays close, you know, they may find themselves in third place rather quickly if they don't pull up their socks soon.
Absolutely. Let's keep it moving, because that's a little bit depressing to talk about. And
I can understand that.
Let's keep it moving. Let's move on to the American League Central, where Kansas City continuing to play pretty good baseball. Jeff's Cleveland Indians still hanging around in the mix, and you know, Detroit two games back right now. So interesting how Kansas City has not really stopped playing good baseball. You know, people may have thought that it was a fluke or a fad or whatnot, but ultimately they've got a legitimate shot to win this division, don't they, John?
Yeah, they sure do, and they've got six games with Detroit, three in Kansas City, three in Detroit, starting next week and 2 weeks from now. And I think, as we've said for a while, those six games are going to basically be the deciding factor. Detroit just doesn't seem to be able to put it together. A month ago, we all sat back and thought that they'd pretty well cemented this thing, but we also thought Oakland had done that too. But Kansas City is definitely a team to be reckoned with. One thing that I think they probably need to be a little bit concerned about is that Danny Duffy was pulled from the game last night after just one pitch with shoulder soreness. And while his record is only 8-11 in 23 starts, he's got a 2.42 ERA and a 1.08 WHIP. So he's obviously been pitching well and keeping the team in games and probably just not getting a lot of run support. And I just hope that losing a starting pitcher of that quality that's made 23 starts for them, it doesn't hurt them if he's out for any length of time.
Very good points. John Poulter, our professor of sports, hanging out with us. Jeff, go ahead. Fire away.
Hey, John, I have to ask, because you know, I've been pretty impressed myself. You know, Andy mentioned wanting to fork the Brewers here in early September. I've been trying to fork the Indians since early May. You know, they just don't blow me out of the water for any reason. But now their pitching staff, Carlos Carrasco, Danny Salazar, have supplemented what the good work that Corey Kluber and Trevor Bauer have done. Even if it's not in 2014, should Indians fans be confident about this, you know, the top four pitchers in their rotation going forward?
Yeah, I think they're definitely on the right track, Jeff. And, you know, a division that we've kind of thought for a number of years was Detroit's to lose. has obviously shown this year that it's not Detroit's to lose. It's a three-team race, and with all due respect to the White Sox and the Twins, I think they're further away than the Indians are in catching Detroit and Kansas City in that division. And I thought a month ago or 6 weeks ago, I thought the Indians had thrown up the flag when they started dealing guys, Masterson and Cabrera. That appeared to me that the white flag was going up, and it's almost been addition by subtraction, plus the fact that Swisher was hurt for a while there. So I have to think that the Indians are on the right track, and it's good to see them getting back in the race. You know, and without rubbing it in, it's been a long time in Cleveland since there was a championship as well.
You know, I'm looking at these standings, and it's really interesting. You know, we're talking about Kansas City, Detroit, Los Angeles, Angels of Anaheim. We're talking about all these front runners, but I got to tell you, Seattle is a pretty darn good baseball team too. They've got 78 wins, 63 losses. They're obviously 8 games out of first place in their own division, but this team could make some noise if they can get in the playoffs, yes or no?
Oh, very definitely with that pitching staff. Seattle's been hurt, I think, by the two or three bad stretches they've had. They've been a very slumpy, streaky team over the course of the year, and they get hot at the right time of year. We all know how that can help. And they've got a real good chance to catch Oakland, and I think Oakland, you know, we talked about this as well, that they did they over-tinker with that roster? The answer would appear to be yes. And I think Seattle has a real good chance to catch that second postseason spot. What's going to hurt them is that they've got 21 games left, and I think there's only 9 of them at home. 12 of them are on the road, and that includes a bit of an East Coast swing. So that may hurt them a little bit, but with a pitching staff like that, especially with King Felix, you know, you have to think they're going to be in every game.
Yeah, no, I agree. And then, you know, Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, I'll tell you what, I've been tough on these guys for years. Finally, this season, seems like they got the right formula. Everything seems to be clicking for them. They've got a 6-game lead right now over Oakland, 8 games over Seattle. Is this their year?
It could well be, and I know I've been rough on the Angels too, and I see Pujols got his 2,500th career hit the other night, which is a bit of a milestone that we probably should recognize as well. And you know, the Angels are sitting here, they're playing 6-10 baseball. They got the best record in the major leagues. And if you'd have asked me in April, would I think that the Angels would have the best record in the major leagues in September, I would have said no, they might be in the top 10, but I wouldn't have thought they would have had the number one. And quite frankly, you know, their pitching has not been all that great. It's been consistent, but it hasn't been great. They don't have any outstanding staff leader that some of the other teams do. They don't have a David Price. They don't have a John Lester. They don't have a Felix Hernandez, but they seem to be getting the job done. And at the end of the day, it's always how many W's are in that column compared to the rest of the league.
Absolutely. John Poulter, a professor of sports, hanging out with us, talking Major League Baseball. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, you know, one team that we're not talking about, the team with the second-best record in the American League, the Baltimore Orioles. You know, the magic number on the Yankees is 14. Looks like they're going to get it done this year. But nothing, you know, nothing that really blows you off, you know, blows you off the page when you look at them. Are they just taking advantage of getting 19 games against a mediocre to sub-mediocre American League East this year, which is a complete shift in the tide from what we've seen in the past, where AL East fans are upset that they have to play these tough teams while, you know, teams like the Indians and Detroit get to beat up on the Central Division. You know, we know the American League East is down. Is that what Baltimore is benefiting from?
Yeah, I think partly, Jeff. That division is weaker than it's been probably in 20 years, in my opinion. And living in Toronto, I get to see an awful lot of games in the American League East, so it's probably the division that I'm the most familiar with out of the six. Baltimore concerns me from one standpoint, and again, it comes back to pitching, and we all know how pitching is important in the postseason. And I think Baltimore's been doing it with hitting and with defense, and Machado is a big piece of both of those puzzles, and he's gone for the season. I would have to be a little concerned from a Baltimore standpoint that if they get into the postseason, which it looks like they're pretty well going to now unless there's an absolute disaster and all the wheels fall off, I'm not sure how Baltimore would match up against any other team in the postseason from a pitching standpoint. notwithstanding their overall record, I think they'd be on the short end of the stick pitching-wise against anybody they might play in the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting. Look, you've been pretty tough on Baltimore all season, and they just keep playing decent baseball, you know, at a clip of 582 with 82 wins and only 59 losses, and definitely have a serious hold on that division. I want to switch gears real quickly. We've only got a couple minutes left in the segment, and as always, John, really appreciate you taking time out. Dodgers in San Francisco, they keep playing this thing out pretty closely. The Dodgers can't seem to shake San Francisco, and San Francisco can't seem to get over their own mistakes. So what gives in this one?
Well, that's going to be a real good race, too. I mean, the Giants look like they might be playing themselves out of it for a while, but, you know, they've just won 8 out of their last 10, and the Dodgers have won 6 out of their last 10, and all of a sudden it's 2 games. And 3 games in San Francisco next weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and 3 games in Dodger Stadium the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. So that's another division that I think the 6 games between the two teams is going to be a big factor. The Dodgers maybe have a bit of an easier schedule. They've got 4 games against the Cubs, 6 against the Rockies, and 3 against the Padres, which would kind of lead you to believe that they've got the softer of the two schedules, but the head-to-head games, I think, are going to be the ones that matter there.
Again, that is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us as he does each and every week. Jeff, fire one more question at John, and then we're going to have to take a pause for the cause.
Well, John, we're starting to see the division races shake out in the National League. So, you know, the loser of the San Francisco LA race in the West is going to be one of the wild card teams. But who do you see taking that second wild card team? I know that we focus a lot on the National League Central division and on this show, but you know, Atlanta's right there with 74 wins. Is you know, do you see Atlanta possibly getting in the mix, or is it going to be one of these National League Central teams for the second wild card spot?
I think the Braves are definitely in there, Jeff. You know, they're another streaky team, and you know they've won 6 out of their last 10. Kimbrel starting to pitch well again. I'm just not sure that the Braves have the pitching depth that we've always seen there. But you know, they're in there, and that's really all that matters. And once again, you get hot at the right time of the year, and you can be playing in October.
Absolutely, John. As always, I hear the music, so it means we're up against it. Really appreciate you taking time out with us. We'll catch up with you next Sunday.
My pleasure as always. Look forward to chatting next week, guys.
Very good. John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball as he does each and every week for us. We also mix in a little bit of hockey with him because obviously he is from Canada, and it only makes sense to talk to a Canadian about hockey if you ask me, but knows his baseball as well. So keep it close. One final segment in this hour. Got to get some thoughts from Jeff about some NFL football before he gets out of here. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Hey, welcome back. Final segment of this hour here on Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A lot happening in the sports world. Jeff, we didn't even really get into any of any NFL football, which is kind of a crime in itself. But what are you hearing about Johnny Manziel maybe playing in the season opener? Any thoughts on that?
I think that he's a definite weapon, and I think that they need to at least explore the possibility. Personally, I don't think it's a good idea, but I've definitely heard that Kyle Shanahan and Mike Pettine have built packages for him, and we might see him on Sunday against Pittsburgh. But if Brian Hoyer's throwing the ball well and gets a rhythm, this isn't college football where you can do the two quarterback system. I think that the Wildcats proven ineffective. Basically since the year after its inception in the league with Miami Dolphins. But I see that, if Brian Hoyer struggles, Cleveland fans are going to be calling for Manziel to play, and why shouldn't they? But, I think that, Manziel's action in the first week against Pittsburgh should be minimal. They might have a few packages for him, but, unless Brian Hoyer gets hurt, I don't see him getting significant playing time on Sunday.
Hey, and we haven't talked about it much. Obviously, the Green Bay Packers go to Seattle and lose, but what kind of surprised me more than anything is the fact that Aaron Rodgers never went at Sherman once the whole game. Do you feel that they were dodging him, or do you just feel that there was nobody open over on that side of the field?
Yeah, Seattle does an excellent job of covering over the top, and it makes it easier for those cornerbacks. Sherman's gotten more pass deflections than anybody over the last two seasons, so you got to avoid him. You got to try other routes, and maybe try to surprise him once or twice a game. But Aaron Rodgers absolutely avoided him, and I don't think that was the difference. I think that if he throws an interception to Richard Sherman, what do you prove with that?
Hey, absolutely, Jeff. As always, really appreciate you taking time out with me this hour. I'll catch up with you next week, but hang tight just in case I need you for the next hour as well. But very good hour, fast. Got to thank Mary Nemes from TicksForCause.com and John Poulter, our professor of sports. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back with another hour of sports talk radio right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
With USA Radio News, I'm Precious Watson. U.S. warplanes launched four airstrikes against Islamic State militants threatening western Iraq's dam early on Sunday. Witness and senior officials said broadening Washington's campaign against the fighters. The leader of a pro-Iraqi government paramilitary force in the West said the strikes wiped out an Islamic State patrol trying to attack the dam, the country's second biggest hydroelectric facility, which also provides millions with water. A woman died and at least four people were wounded on Sunday when fighting flared again in eastern Ukraine, jeopardizing a ceasefire struck less than 2 days earlier between Ukrainian government forces and pro-Russian separatists. Somalia replaced its national security director on Sunday and put its army on alert for retaliation after the Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab confirmed its leader had been killed in a U.S. airstrike. Matthew Miller, one of three detained Americans in North Korea, will face trial next week, a short statement carried by state media said on Sunday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Big news. Sprint's offering the hottest deal in wireless. Switch your whole family up to 10 lines to Sprint and get unlimited talk, text, and 20 gigabytes of high-speed data to share for only $100 a month for your whole account. It's double the high-speed data of the other guys for a family of four. Verizon and AT&T charge $160 and T-Mobile charges $100, and they just give you 10 gigabytes. But with Sprint, you get 20 gigabytes. That's two times the data. To make it easier, we'll even buy out your family's contract up to $350 per line. The Sprint Family Share Pack. Only $100 a month for the whole family up to 10 lines, including unlimited talk and text on America's newest network. Simply put, it's the hottest deal in wireless. So come into a Sprint store today.
Ends 9/30/14. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Subject to credit. New line port in. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international premium content. Price promo through 2015. After 2015, also pay $15 a month per line access charge. $350 via Visa prepaid card and requires online registration. Comparison is to 10 gigabyte high-speed 3 and 4G plans for 4 lines. Other data options available. Prohibited network use rules, prioritization, and throughput reduction applies. Comparison excludes additional 2 gigabyte Sprint and 1 gigabyte Verizon data promos. Restrictions apply.
Washington correspondent Connie Lawn looks ahead at President Barack Obama's upcoming week.
President Obama is back from his NATO visit and spends a few days at the White House. He has put off a decision to use his executive powers to reform immigration. He will take up the issue again after the November elections. He will meet with congressional leaders this week to discuss the allied force which will try to destroy ISIS or ISIL. Connie Lawn, USA News, the White House.
Islamic State pamphlets and flags have appeared in parts of Pakistan and India alongside signs that the ultra-radical group is inspiring militants even in the strongholds of the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. A splinter group of Pakistan's Taliban insurgents has already declared its support for the well-funded and ruthless Islamic State fighters who have captured large areas of territory in Iraq and Syria. The third U.S. medical missionary to become infected with the Ebola virus was showing signs of improvement Saturday at a Nebraska hospital, but was still very ill. This is USA Radio News.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get a special savings book with more than $5,000 in extra savings. Make it a great Labor Day weekend with Pepsi, Hefty Supreme plates, and Bounty paper towels, all at members-only prices. Come into Sam's Club today to get your savings book with more than $5,000 in extra savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Crews battling a wildfire on the outskirts of Yosemite National Park in Central California reported progress Saturday containing the blaze. Karen Knoyer of CAL FIRE says firefighters are using all available resources.
We currently have evacuated approximately 360 homes in the Ponderosa Basin area. We have a total of about 700 homes that are currently threatened.
The blaze, named the Bridge Fire, was 60% contained one day after it erupted near Oakhurst, around 14 miles southwest of the national park. The search for the wreckage of a small U.S. private plane that crashed off the northeast coast of Jamaica continued into the evening on Saturday after searches spotted an oil slick where the aircraft is believed to have hit the water. The plane, with an unresponsive pilot, crashed on Friday after veering far off its course to Florida and triggering a U.S. security alert that prompted a fighter jet escort. Recent statistics reveal the abortion rate in the United States is dropping. Eric Scheidler, executive director of the Pro-Life Action League, shed some light on why abortion rates are dropping.
I think one of the major reasons that abortion rates have generally been dropping for decades now, with a couple of blips along the way, is that we've done such a great job making the humanity of unborn children real to people.
According to a report from CNN and the Guttmacher Institute, abortion rates in the United States are at their lowest in 40 years. With USA Radio News, I'm Precious Watson.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you and good afternoon to others. Welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. NFL football is here. College football has been going on now for 2 weeks. And if you're a Big Ten fan, oh boy. That's all I can say is oh boy, because Michigan State is done. Ohio State is done. Michigan got waxed yesterday. The Badgers, well, we know they lost to LSU a week ago. Not looking good if you're a Big Ten fan. In tennis, Novak Djokovic and Roger Federer both go down, not playing in a final, which is kind of shocking to me. Serena and Wozniak, you'll be going at it later today. A lot of things happening in the sports world. Got to welcome in my tag team partner in crime for this hour, Fred Wallen. Good morning, Fred. How are you?
I'm fine. It's a little cooler here in Southern California. You forgot Brady Hoke. If I'm Brady Hoke of Michigan, I'm thinking, hey, where will I be coaching next year? You can't lose 31-0.
Yeah, I agree. An embarrassing loss to the Fighting Irish. 31-0. Michigan just... a brutal showing by them. But, crazy how the landscape of college football can change pretty much at the blink of an eye. But a lot happening in the sports world. We want thoughts. We want opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports or shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Grainger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Grainger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com/air handler, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots and lots of things happening in the sports world, so we want thoughts, we want opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports, or shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Fred, I just found this on the wire here. Atlanta Hawks owner Bruce Levinson will be selling the team after self-reporting a racist email that he wrote in 2012 to Danny Ferry, and basically talking about, in a nutshell, that he felt that their fan base was too heavily African-American. Have you seen this? Have you heard about this or no?
Yeah, for months, and it's interesting. It came out this weekend. If you're an owner in the National Basketball Association, you obviously have to live by certain letters of the ethical laws. Not talking about legal laws, but ethical laws and moral laws. And many of the players are African American. Many of the fans are African American. And I just think you have to be smarter than that. I just think you have to show just more intelligence than that. And Levinson, I presume, is Jewish, and that's even worse because obviously he's a minority himself, and a minority himself should know better than and to write something like this, and it's horrendous. But again, you know, it's interesting that in the NBA, obviously what happened with the Clippers, not now with the Hawks. You've got Mark Cuban getting in trouble with the Securities Exchange Commission. He still is owner of the Mavericks. You've got a sexual harassment case and millions of dollars paid by the Knicks, and they're still in control of the team. So the point, the Dolans. So the point is, there really isn't any balance. I mean, the point is, if you write something, if you say something, you're going to lose a team, but if you get in trouble with the law, you're not going to lose a team. But if you're a player, you're going to be fined or suspended. I think you got to live by the same letters of the law, meaning if you're in trouble with the SEC, so the Securities Exchange Commission, maybe you do lose the team. And if you pay the biggest sexual harassment case in the history, I think, of New York State or maybe the nation, as the Dolans did, maybe you do lose the Knicks, but they didn't. And so that's where the question, Andy, comes into play. If you write something, you say something, you lose the team. But if you get in trouble with the law, you don't lose the team. I don't quite understand that.
Yeah, there's definitely a double standard. And, you know, this just kind of hits me in a weird way because during the week I happen to see a post on somebody's Facebook page that really struck me wrong, to be honest with you. And it was one of those things where he was talking about black and white and whatnot. And I got news for you. I don't think like most people, I guess. Maybe I'm weird. Maybe I'm strange. But I don't see colors, Fred. I really don't. I look at people as people. And you know what? You go out and my philosophy has always been not to get angry or to get upset at people. It's been more to try to educate people and how ignorant they are, to be honest with you. And something that I saw on Facebook, and I'm sure you, if you don't know, you know, I'll share it with you off the air, but a mutual friend of ours who is a he's an author, and he wrote a book about something, and one of his friends decided to poke in there and say some comments that I found very offensive and racist and also just completely out of line. And I was trying to educate the guy instead of really getting angry and upset about it. Instead, I tried to educate him on things and make him feel stupid, to be honest with you, about what he said. I think eventually he did feel that way, but was putting up a big fight. And I got news for you. This stuff isn't political. So I don't like when people bring politics into it. And I know that that's a big thing on your mind as well with politics. But at the end of the day, people are people. We all make mistakes. And the bottom line is I just try to go out and educate people on their ignorance instead of getting angry and upset about it.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's no question about that, Andy, and we wish we could just peacefully go along and people wouldn't write these things or say these things, and people would just see people as people and not as a different race or color or religion, but we do. I mean, this country, again, and for folks who don't agree with me, give us a call at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. This is a racist country. It always has been a racist country. We had slaves, you know, and people are going to say, well, it's a long time ago. Yeah. But since then, have things changed a whole lot for a lot of the African Americans in this country? No, because look at the way they treat the president. They treat the president worse than any other president in my lifetime. And I mean, they've disagreed with other presidents, but they haven't said things or treated other presidents as they treated President Obama. And it's because, in my mind, his dad happens to be not Caucasian. And so based on that, they despise him so much. They don't want a president that's not Caucasian or totally Caucasian. And so, Andy, so this is much bigger than sports. I mean, this is our world. This is our nation. This is a racist country. It always has been. We wish it weren't, but it is.
Yeah, agreed 100%. A lot of things happening in the sports world as always, but just had to bring that to light because I did just come across my phone for things that are happening in the sports world. But, you know, Fred, it is NFL football season time now. Week one has already started. The Green Bay Packers in Seattle got it underway on Thursday night. Not a strong showing from the Green Bay Packers whatsoever. To be honest with you, not surprised about it either. Going to Seattle for your first game of the season, always going to be very difficult. What I am upset about is the fact that they didn't look sharp. We got a little banged up as well, and that's troublesome when you're only in week one of the season. However, with that being said, you do have a lot of time now for guys to heal up and whatnot. And, you know, playing that first game on Thursday, they do get some extra days in there because they obviously don't play game Sunday this week. But ultimately, Seattle's Seattle, and Russell Wilson is absolutely fantastic.
Well, again, he plays 3 years at North Carolina State. He moves to Wisconsin. He's improved every year in the National Football League. A lot of people thought at 5'11 and a half, he wasn't going to be able to be a winner in this league, and there aren't a lot of short quarterbacks who are winners in this league, but he's smarter than most. And again, we've said this on all the shows that I do. He's a smart quarterback in that, you know, when he gets set to run, he still keeps his eyes downfield. And he keeps his eyes downfield, so if a receiver gets free, he'll throw the ball. Versus, let's say, a Michael Vick, even when he first came up or even now, when Michael Vick sets his mind out on running, he's going to run. So if you're a wide receiver, you know once he starts running, you're not going to see the ball. There's a big difference. That's why, you know, one of the reasons that Seattle did so well last year and Seattle's going to do as well this season. They could win it 2 years in a row. I think there's any, obviously, injuries could play a major role. One game anybody can lose. But Russell Wilson's only going to get better. And Percy Harvin obviously missed most of last season. He's only going to get better.
Yeah, and you know what? Since you said that, it looked like they figured out how to use him a lot better. Yes or no?
He caught 7 passes for 59 yards. I guarantee you, 6 games into the season, those 7 passes will go for 109 yards.
Yeah.
Or 159 yards. He's that kind of a wide receiver combo type guy. So he's only going to get better, too. So I'm not a big Pete Carroll fan, but he does have a machine working in Seattle, no question.
Absolutely. So a full slate of games going today, obviously. Saints and Falcons. Should be an interesting one there. Vikings and Rams, Browns and Steelers, Jags and Eagles, Raiders and Jets, Bengals and Ravens, Bills and Bears, Redskins, Texans, Titans and Chiefs, Patriots and Dolphins, Panthers and the Buccaneers, 49ers and Cowboys, the late night game, Colts and Broncos, should be a good one. And then obviously we know about the 2 games on Monday night, Giants and Lions, and then right here in my backyard, Chargers at the Arizona Cardinals. So a lot of things to talk about. Keep it close. He's Fred Wallen. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back in just a few.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client
it immediately.
It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation.
Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life, and there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife. Winds whisper of high hopes. Victory is in the skies. A season awaits with glory in her eyes. One joins with many on summer's green field. Time to strive, to dare, for all not to yield.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Fred Wallen. He's in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman's in Phoenix, AZ. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Fred, you heard me name all the games that are going on today. Obviously, it's a full slate of games, as it is each and every week on Sunday. I know you play fantasy. I'm playing fantasy as well. Is there anything that you can think of today that would help some people out with maybe putting their lineups together?
Well, you hope if you're a Patriots guy, you hope that Tom Brady's 100%, and we're not sure about that. He didn't practice on Friday. I think C.J. Spiller will have a big season for the Buffalo Bills. He did 2 years ago, did not last season. He was injured. I think Spiller will have a big season for the Bills. I think he's one of the best pure running backs you're going to find out there. And also, if you're playing in a league where you get extra points for him returning punts and kickoffs, he might be doing that for the Bills. So it would make some sense maybe to have Spiller on your team. Interesting slate of games, actually, too, because if you take a look at, let's say, San Francisco at Dallas, Dallas has all kinds of problems, the worst defensive team in the league last year. Obviously, a bad offseason. Jerry Jones got caught talking who he shouldn't have been talking to and things like that, Adrian Peterson, and injuries and whatever. But the 49ers have Ray McDonald's problem. As far as domestic abuse, he will be playing today. And there are articles all around the San Francisco newspapers indicating that has Jim Harbaugh lost the locker room as far as the veterans are concerned. I don't know if he has. I don't know if he has not. All I know is that it should be an interesting game. Dallas is about a 4.5, 5-point underdog at home. Should be one of the better games on the docket. And, of course, on Sunday night, you've got
Colts and the Broncos.
Peyton against his old team. And it's interesting, too. I don't know if you believe in this, Andy, or not, but Andrew Luck is on the cover of SI this week. Now, does that mean already Stanford's lost? Now, does that also mean that the Colts lose or lose badly because he's on the cover of SI? I don't know. But he's up one of the best up-and-coming quarterbacks in this league up against, of course, the veteran Peyton Manning. Should be a game. Wes Welker, of course, out 4 games now with suspension. So 7.5. You're getting 7.5. So if I were to lean one way or the other, maybe I would take the Colts and take the 7.5.
Well, not only that, I mean, you got to think it's going to be a high-scoring game. Andrew Luck and Peyton Manning should both have pretty good days, I would think, at least week one. Offenses are usually a little bit ahead of the defenses, but you never know how it could shape up. I find it interesting. Hey, what are you hearing about Cam Newton today? Is he good to go?
Again, I think it's a back. He didn't practice every day last week. My guess is he is going to go. He's going to try to go. He hasn't missed a game in 3 years in the NFL, so he's a tough guy. So I think he will attempt to go. And, you know, it's interesting, too, depending on what kind of league you're playing in. Like, I play in some leagues where you get the team quarterback. So if your first-string quarterback goes down, you get the backup. At least you get something. But in some other leagues, I think like your league, if you lose the quarterback, you're dead. because you lose the quarterback totally. The second stringer doesn't get any points at all. So, folks, if you're playing fantasy, you got to learn things like this. That's also interesting, Andy, because today on DirecTV's NFL package, they added an entire channel, which will start in a few minutes or maybe now, on fantasy football. They already had the red zone, which obviously showed you when, you know, people were scoring points, scoring touchdowns and kicking field goals, things like this, and driving inside the red zone. But now they have a separate channel just for fantasy. So fantasy's growing. I don't know how many billions of dollars are spent, but let me give an example of fantasy. This is funny. I'm on one of the for $5 I played this week on one of the websites. You ready for this?
Sure.
They had for $5 the winner gets $5,000. Second place gets $2,500.
Wow.
So that's $7,500. Oh, wait, but here's the point I'm trying to make. They tell you how many people you're playing against. As of Thursday night, or maybe Friday morning, they had like 5,000 contestants, meaning if you multiply 5 times 5,000, what is that, 250,000? No, 25,000. 25,000. But, I mean, they're only paying out 7,500, 5,000 to win and 25 to finish second, and they already have 25,000 in their pockets. So they've already made $17,000 as of Friday morning. So it's a good business to be in, I think, a fantasy website, because if you promote it well, you can make a lot of money.
Well, yeah, if you're going to get 5,000, you said 5,000 for the winner and then 2,500 for second. So they walk away making about 17,000 bucks or so. So, yeah, not too bad for them.
And they've got $10 games, $25 games, $50 wow. games. So, I mean, you know, you can multiply that many times over. So it's a good week for some of these websites, I'll tell you that.
So I'm going to read you my team, and I want a little bit of guidance from you, okay? I've got – these are my quarterbacks. I've got Phillip Rivers, and I've got Cam Newton. Which one would you go with? Obviously, Phillip Rivers playing here Monday night against the Arizona Cardinals, and there's an interesting factor on that, too, that I'll share with you in a moment. And then Cam Newton playing at Tampa Bay today, but he is obviously questionable. I also have the Arizona Cardinal defense, so I'm not exactly sure how to play that one. If you were me, would you go with Phillip Rivers or would you go with Cam Newton?
Well, with that last part that you just put in, I would go with Cam Newton just because of what you just said, because you'd be playing against yourself otherwise. I mean, you want to pull one way or the other. Otherwise, you got to sit there and watch with no feelings whatsoever. Do I want him to score? No, I don't, because I don't want the defensive points, but I get the offensive points. So just because of what you just said, I can't go with Phillip Rivers. And I try to make sure, or as many times, that only happens once a season, but still, you got to be very, very careful. Anyway, the point is I would stay away from Phillip Rivers if you also have the Arizona defense.
Okay, so here are my wide receivers now. I've got Torrey Smith and I've got Marcus Colston going right now. On my bench, I've got Michael Williams from Buffalo, and then I've also got Cotry, who's playing at Carolina. I got Jared Boykin, who obviously played last week for the Green Bay Packers, so he's in a nothing. But out of my receivers, I'm going with Torrey Smith, and I'm going with Marcus Colston. I think I'm okay there, yes or no?
Yeah, you get they're two fine wide receivers. And also, by the way, there might be a problem in Buffalo. Doug Marrone not happy that they signed Kyle Orton just a few days ago at $11 million over 2 years. His thought is that puts too much pressure on Manuel, second-year quarterback. And maybe it does, because if you pay somebody $11 million over 2 years, aren't you saying the guy's probably going to start at some point?
Well, I think they're saying that the guy is definitely capable, and you kind of got to watch yourself, so... Yeah, but at the same time, look, these guys are professionals, Fred, and they should go out there with the mindset that it's their team, and they should go out and play the best that they possibly can and just let the chips fall where they may fall. Hey, I want to keep this moving because we're almost up against it. My running backs, I think I'm pretty solid. I've got Adrian Peterson and I've got Doug Martin. Two solid guys. On my bench, all I have is Ahmad Bradshaw, so I think I'm pretty solid with Peterson and Martin, yes?
Oh, well, Peterson, you know, he's not rated number one anymore, but because he's not going to catch passes out of the backfield a lot like, let's say, LeSean McCoy might.
Yeah.
But he's rated 2, 3, or 4 in all the magazines that I read coming into this season. So certainly he's one of the best running backs in the league who may end up his career in Dallas based on what we hear in the offseason. Who knows?
Yeah, don't read too much into that. He says he wants to finish in Minnesota. My tight end is Bennett from Chicago. My flex player is Danny Woodhead. I had Mason Crosby going, and then, like I told you, I have the Arizona Cardinal defense. And if my other choice at tight end would be Antonio Gates, but the news on him as well is he's questionable, but probably would play would be my guess as well. How do I look? Am I okay?
Well, Antonio Gates, again, against the Arizona defense. So you don't want to play him, obviously, just based on that. So you have no choice but to go in the other. And Martellus Bennett, of course, is a fine tight end too, so you've got...
And then this is what I'm going up against, so you let me know if you think I have a shot. The guy I'm playing is Nick Foles, Green from Cincinnati, Edelman from New England, looks like he's got Maurice Jones-Drew, Graham, Rudolph, his kicker, I don't know what this guy. Oh, I'm sorry. That's his tight end. And then Novak is his kicker. And then he's got the Tampa Bay defense. Am I okay this week or no?
I don't know. Nick Foles, pretty good quarterback. They're going to score a lot of points every game they play. I mean, take a look at his touchdown versus interception ratio last season. And he's only going to get better, too, from the University of Arizona.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think I got a tough one this week. But at the end of the day, hopefully my guys are a little bit better than the guy that I'm going up against. So we'll be right back. We're going to continue talking sports here on the program. He's Fred Wallen. I am the Dorf Man. A lot of things to talk about. So we're not at a loss. Definitely not at a loss for things to talk about. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Keep it close. He's Fred Wallen, I'm the Dorf Man, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275. 800-917-1275. 800-917-1275. 917-1275.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high-mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown, leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High-Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask, no voice on the other end of the line.
Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Located in the heart of Silicon Valley, connected to the Santa Clara Convention Center and steps from the new Levi's Stadium, the Hyatt Regency Santa Clara has the facilities to host conferences large and small, with over 60,000 square feet of meeting and reception space. In addition to over 500 luxury guest rooms, the Hyatt Regency Santa Clara features a variety of food and beverage outlets, including Tusca Restaurant, Evolution Cafe and Bar, and the Sushi and Sake Lounge. Nestled conveniently in the high-tech capital near Great America Theme Park, Intel Museum, Shoreline Amphitheater, HP Pavilion, and Stanford University, the hotel offers 1 gigabyte internet connection. For more information, visit santaclara.hyatt.com or call 408-200-1234. That's 408-200-1234.
Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Fred Wallen. He is in Los Angeles, California. I'm in Phoenix, AZ. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Fred, with all these games, and like you said, there's a lot of interesting matchups. Week one, like you said, 49ers at the Cowboys, Colts and Broncos. That's definitely an interesting one. A couple other ones that are somewhat interesting as well would be like, you know, maybe the Browns and the Steelers, just because of the factor of maybe Johnny Football gets in there, because I'm hearing some rumblings about there's a chance that he'll see some action today. And then the Saints and the Falcons, I think that's an interesting matchup as well. But your thoughts about Johnny maybe getting on the field today?
Well, I've never seen Hoyer play poorly. I saw him play well his years at Michigan State. I've seen him only play well in the National Football League. He got hurt, of course, last season. There's a lot of pressure on him, but I think he's a good quarterback. And at this point, I think he's a better quarterback than Manziel. And if I'm a veteran player on that team and I'm not in the locker room, the clubhouse, I'm betting that most of the veteran players won Hoyer just because Manziel's got that attitude. And so I would hope that they give Hoyer a good shot to be the quarterback with the Cleveland Browns. Now I hear the interesting thing about the Browns is that, you know, Josh Gordon may be one of the best – well, he is one of the best wide receivers in this league. He's suspended for the whole year, right? Except they're about to change the rule. And if it's retroactive, he's going to be playing next week. And we'll find out this week if they do change the rule. The rule, something like right now, if you have more than a .16 in your system of marijuana, you're considered guilty, according to the National Football League Player Association and management. Okay, that's the deal they have now. Right. They're going to move that up to a .50, so three times as high that you have to have. And he never had three times as high. So if they do it retroactively and they're thinking they're going to do it, he's going to be back next week instead of next year. And that would change if you're playing fantasy, obviously. You know, if you gambled Gordon late, you know, as far as the draft was concerned, you made a wise choice if he's going to play 15 of the 16 games. Because, again, if you saw those numbers last year, they were unbelievable for Josh Gordon.
Yeah. You know, interesting how I was kind of just looking at some of the different things that are happening here. And, you know, you bring up something that's kind of interesting to me, because, you know, Johnny Football did so well at Texas A&M. But when you think about it, they've been able just to throw in another guy and they're still throwing up points after points. So I guess what I'm trying to get at here is, was he a product of that system more than anything? Or was he really that good? Or was it a combination of those things?
Funny, another show, it's exactly what I asked. Kenny Hill, of course, in the first game, throws for 511 yards for Texas A&M, played well again yesterday. And, of course, the quarterback that preceded Manziel is Tannehill, who plays for the Dolphins. And he was basically a wide receiver who they made a quarterback, and he had great numbers. So, is he a product of the system? You tell me. I mean, three consecutive quarterbacks who are all very, very talented. Manziel happened to be in the middle and happened to win the Heisman 2 years ago. But Tannehill's a good quarterback, and off of what I've seen of Kenny Hill, he can be a really good quarterback. And, of course, they're off to a great start. So is that a product of the Aggies? I think partially. And that's why also I think some of the veterans might be saying what you're saying, Andy Dorf. Veterans as far as on Cleveland. Maybe they're saying, you know, Manziel, maybe not all that good. He may have just been part of the system as far as the Cleveland Browns are concerned.
Yeah, I mean,
as far as Texas A&M is concerned. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know what you meant. But it's interesting because, look, I think the guy has a lot of talent. Don't get me wrong. But I also think it's really important to understand, you know, a lot of these guys get their base, obviously, in college football. And they bring that skill set with them to the NFL. And then you find out if what you were doing in college will be effective at the NFL level. I do think that Johnny will be okay, but I also think he's going to have to learn that these guys in the NFL are those defensive linemen are just as fast as him, maybe even faster in some cases, and he's going to have to be very smart about how he rolls out of the pocket so that he doesn't wind up obviously not being able to play because he could get injured. So it's a totally different ball game. The speed is a lot quicker. I've been on the field for college games and NFL games, and truthfully, it's like so different. It's unbelievable. The college game is moving at such a slow pace, whereas the NFL game, it almost feels like it's a sprint between every single play. You know, they don't stop the clocks on first downs and whatnot. So the speed of the game is just so much quicker. So I think you have to really be aware of the fact that, you know what, you have to make quicker decisions in the NFL, and your decisions have to be very good ones at the same time, Fred.
And you don't give the opponent the middle finger salute either if they're on your back. I think you got to be a little bit bigger than that. Is Manziel bigger than that? I don't know. Again, the word entitlement comes into play. Came from an upper-class type family, never really had to worry about things, has been given a lot of things. Again, I would have suspended him for half of last season. They suspended him for half of the first game. The NCAA did for signing the autographs and memorabilia and things like that and making some money. He, again, because he was the Heisman winner, I guess, obviously they gave him a break. I think he's been given a lot of breaks. He's been given a lot of breaks. Hoyer, on the other hand, has not been given as many breaks. Everywhere he goes, it seems, he's competing for that position. And I'm going to repeat. I mean, I follow Big Ten football pretty closely. Every time I saw Michigan State play, I thought he was a darn good quarterback, not getting as much credit as he deserved. And when he went into the NFL, I had a hunch he'd be a pretty good quarterback. When he wasn't injured last year, I thought he played well. And so, obviously, Manziel, the Heisman winner, and going in, you know, people were saying, well, eventually he's going to take over. Maybe he will this season. Maybe he won't this season. I mean, neither of them played any well in the very well in the preseason. I don't think there's any question about that. I think both of them would admit that. But I mean, it's a different system, and I hope Hoyer has a real good season. And I wouldn't mind if Manziel didn't play a whole lot. To tell you the truth, maybe he'd learn a lesson.
Yeah. Well, hey, I just saw this come across here. I don't know if it's totally factual or not, but according to Fox's Jay Glazer, the Panthers' plan right now is to hold Cam Newton out. It's because of his ribs, and they feel if he takes a shot to the ribs, it could result in another 3 or 4 weeks. So on that note, Fred, looks like I'm playing Phillip Rivers just in case. But you know what? A lot of times they say that, and then these guys go out and they have one of their best, if not their best games, you know. So I'm going with Phillip Rivers. It's going to be interesting because, like you said, I've got the Arizona defense as well. Maybe it can wind up pretty good for me. You know, look, if Phillip Rivers throws 3 touchdowns to his own team and the Cardinals, you know, get another touchdown themselves, that's still 4 touchdowns. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I think I got to go with Phillip Rivers this week. And I'm going to have to I'm keeping Gates out of the lineup as well. But that could wind up coming to bite me if Phillip Rivers winds up throwing a pass to Antonio Gates on Monday night. But just with that report, I think my gut's telling me I got to play Phillip Rivers and hope for the best. But interesting because obviously a lot of these guys are a game-time decision. Question for you about Wes Welker. He obviously got suspended first and foremost, but the guy's been beat around so much. I said to you a couple weeks ago, maybe this guy should call it quits. Maybe he should hang it up. But ultimately your feelings about Wes Welker not being on the field and then also his suspension.
No, I've said it on other shows. I think he should retire. I don't think there's any question. Each concussion adds to the chances of something really bad happening to you when you were very much younger than things are supposed to have started happening to you. Take a look at Jim McMahon and others who have been hit in the head a lot. The point is, what has he had? 3 or 4 now concussions over a couple-year period? That's enough. I mean, it really is. He's got enough money put away. Now, obviously, he loves football, and I don't, you know, these guys love sports. We did too growing up, but at some point, you go in a different direction, and you certainly go in a different direction if you've got a family that you have to take care of and you want to be with as long as possible. Don't put yourself in that position. It's hard to say that, but I really mean that. I mean, I actually think, and I said it when I heard about the suspension, these 4 weeks, maybe you should contemplate not coming back because of the concussion. Because, again, you're more liable for concussion once you've had one, and he's had 3 now, or maybe 4. I think it's 3, but whatever it is, each time you're more liable to have another one with the same kind of hit. And each time the chances of something happening in your 40s or 50s, so way before your time to have these things happen, they do happen because of what happened when you were 20 playing pro football and other sports. So you just have to be very, very careful. And I think if he's smart, he'll retire. But these guys love it so much. And again, Andy, it's a question of like they think they're immortal. They think it can't happen to me. Well, how many players die young? What's the average age of a National Football League linebacker versus the average age of an American male? I mean, it's like 15 years younger. There's a reason for that. And, he's not a linebacker, but he's a wide receiver. He gets hit on every single play if he catches the ball or not. I mean, what would you do?
I wouldn't be talking about it if I didn't think the guy should really seriously contemplate not stepping out on that field anymore. So at some point, you got to take your health into consideration and not stop thinking about a paycheck, if you ask me. So, I think the guy is foolish, to say the least. But, hey, keeping it going here a little bit, Redskins with their quarterback's issues, RG3, we'll see what kind of a player he is this year. If he isn't as good as he should be, they do have a very solid backup in Kirk Cousins. So how do you feel about the Redskins situation?
I think Kirk Cousins is the better quarterback now.
I
think Kirk Cousins is the better quarterback. He's not going to start. I think he's the better quarterback. Now, I don't know how much of that is because of the injury or how much it's just because Kirk Cousins is a better quarterback. But again, from Michigan State, saw him play there a lot. I thought he played awfully well. RG3, when he first came up, I mean, he did some miraculous things for a young quarterback. Maybe the Shanahan screwed him totally by playing him that game when he was already injured. But I would rather, if I'm a teammate, I'd rather play with Kirk Cousins right now than RG3.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with you. The Patriots and the Dolphins, Tom Brady, not necessarily 100%. More familiarity with those receivers this year. How does it shape out for them?
Oh, I think they'll win their 12 games or 13 games. I think they'll win their division easily. They're, a 4.5-point favorite on the road or 4-point favorite on the road. Should be an interesting game. Again, Tannehill's not a bad quarterback. He's much better than I thought he would be out of Texas A&M, to tell you the truth. But in the end, I think the Patriots will win this game, and they'll win their 12 or 13 games on the season.
Yeah, no doubt. He's Fred Wallen. I am the Dorfman. A lot of things happening in the sports world. NFL is king, as we all know it. Week 1 has already started with the games on Thursday. A lot of games today, so just buckle up, because I think it's going to be a great season once again, and expect the unexpected. Keep it close. One final segment here on the program today. Again, Fred Wallen in L.A., Dorfman in Phoenix. You can be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. We'll be back to wrap this thing up right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids, retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time? You own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Alrighty, welcome back. Final segment here on today's program. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred, before I let you get out of here today, got to get your Super Bowl prediction. I'm going to give you mine first, and hopefully we're not on the same page totally, but I'm going to go with Seattle. I think they're just too strong in every facet of the game. Offensively, very sharp. Defensively, we know how good they are. Special teams, yeah, they had an error there in week one against the Packers where the guy fumbled it. But for the most part, that team is so solid all around. I got to like them. And on the other side, I'm going to go with Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. So that's my thought. Let me hear yours.
I can't disagree. As I've already indicated, I think Seattle will only get better and as Russell Wilson gets better. And, again, injuries can play a role here. And as long as Brady is healthy, there's no reason. And the Patriots, again, remember last year he had brand-new receivers. He's got some of these guys back now. So beginning of the season should be easier for Brady than the beginning of the season was in 2013. So I think they'll win their 12 or 13. And again, you've got Belichick against Carroll. I think that would be a tremendous Super Bowl. I really do. I think both teams could definitely get there. Can't disagree.
You know, and I think it's going to be difficult for the Broncos to duplicate what they did. Look, Andrew Luck, maybe this guy gets it done. I don't know, but something's just telling me it's Seattle and New England and everybody else is playing just to play. But Fred, as always, really appreciate you taking time out with me. Can't wait to talk to you next Sunday, man.
Talk to you then, Andy. Thank you very much.
Sounds great. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, Dorfman in Phoenix. You can be anywhere, as we always tell you, but for the rest of the day, go enjoy sports, watch a lot of football, and we'll be back next Sunday right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.